Another episode of The Healing Podcast, brought to you by Marin Health Medical Center, formerly Marin General Hospital. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Wildflower Health was born to help women make better healthcare decisions through the device that's always in their hand, their smartphone. And here to talk with us about organizing and tracking your family's health is Leah Sparks, Chief Executive Officer and founder of Wildflower Health. Leah, thank you so much for your time today. So organizing and tracking yours and your family's health, why is that so important?
Well, parents today, and mothers in particular, are just so busy and so overwhelmed. And particularly if you're managing your own health, your kids' health, your aging parents. And what we found is it would be really convenient. What we've ultimately created is an application to make it really convenient to stay on top of everyone's health. Everyone from yourself to your kids, your spouse, your parents, preventive visits, relevant articles, immunizations, dental, safety, literacy for children, all the things you should be thinking about to stay on track of your family. And we know that women tend to be the chief health officers at home who are really looking out for the health of their family. And by really driving prevention and then connections to care when issues come up, we can really make a real dent in quality and outcomes for a whole family's health.
So logging and tracking all of that information, it sounds like it's very important. And then you mentioned, you know, moms are very busy and overwhelmed. So is that where you thought, hey, an app would make it easy for moms to track all of this information? Was that your inspiration for the Wildflower app?
I actually started the company when I was pregnant with my first child, and it really hit home for me that it's often when people start a family that they really start thinking about health and healthcare in a different way, because you're not just a steward of your own health, but that of your children and your broader family. And that really led us to create the Wildflower platform that follows families from preconception and pregnancy through postpartum newborn care and every major stage of pediatrics and adult health. So you can use one application along that whole journey. And what really differentiates it and makes it different from the other mobile apps out there in the app stores is that we partner with healthcare providers, healthcare plans, employers, hospitals like Marin General, to actually connect people to care in their local community. So based on your zip code, your doctor, your health plan, you can connect to resources. And then if an issue comes up, connect with a nurse, connect with a doctor, get information from hospital and doctor systems so that it makes it a very actionable experience, not just one that is passive.
Well, that really makes a lot of sense. And Leah, is this primarily then for families, or would you recommend this app for single people too?
Well, certainly anyone can use the application. We have content to support healthcare from age 0 to 100, and anyone along that continuum can use the application, but we did design it with features in mind for family care coordination. So we have features that enable families to share the application with each other. And where that becomes handy, for example, is if parents are coordinating pediatric visits and they want to share appointment times, or I want to remind my husband to take my son to a certain visit, and I can even keep track of the questions that I want him to ask the pediatrician and share those, and he can take notes from the visit and share them with me. So we built it with realizing that taking care of a family is often a shared experience, and we have a number of features to make that sharing a lot easier and hopefully even a little bit fun for families to take on.
Well, that makes sense. So you see the doctor, and right after you see the doctor, it sounds like it's a good idea to just type the notes in right there so you don't forget it. I know when I go to the doctor and I come home and my wife says, so what did he say? So it sounds like a great tool to track those notes right then and there so you don't forget them.
Exactly. And what we learned in our user research is people are already using their smartphones in their doctor's appointments. They're using the little notepad on their device or other tools that they then lose. And so what we've tried to do is help keep people track from appointment to appointment, save what they asked last time, keep their notes from last time, and just organically begin to build a nice record of their visits and their discussions with their pediatrician or other doctors.
Leah, you were just telling us about some of the cool features in the app. What are the features that you think are the most valuable then?
We think the most valuable features are those that we really build in partnership with our clients. So again, what makes our model special is that we have health plans and hospitals all over the country who are partners in this application. And what that means, again, that I don't just get a reminder to schedule a well baby visit. I can actually go into the application, find the pediatrician, or find the resources to make the appointment with my pediatrician right from the application, so that it is, again, not just a reminder to do it, but a way to actually take action. We have features like that, again, for various clients, where you can click to call a nurse from the app, you can schedule an urgent care visit, you can connect into your records. And those are the types of features that, again, make it really easy for people to connect to healthcare when they need it, which is our ultimate goal.
Well, the features sound amazing, but I know there's a lot of consumer mobile apps and healthcare patient portals. Leah, why would someone want to use this one?
I think one of the reasons we hear from our users is that we are really a trusted resource. Because you often hear about our application from your doctor, from your OB, from your hospital, and the content has been vetted by those clinicians, the patient or the user can feel assured that the content has really been validated according to clinical guidelines. It doesn't contain anything that's not trustworthy, and that's really important. There's been this proliferation of health information that's out there, but it's hard to tell what to trust when you just go to Dr. Google. And so by delivering something that has been vetted by your doctor and your clinical community, it just raises that level of trust in the content.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, and certainly your partnerships with healthcare institutions like Marin is really a key feature. So how do you think this technology then will impact the people and the communities using it?
Well, we certainly hope to drive healthier communities. That's a big part of our vision. When we go to work in communities like Marin County, we often have an anchor partner, if you will, which in this case is Marin General, but we also begin to build relationships with other key health providers in the community. So we're beginning to work with multiple outpatient practices, community service providers in Marin, and we do this all over the country. And again, what that means, because healthcare is not just an inpatient visit or an outpatient visit, it's tapping into classes on nutrition for your children or parenting workshops. And by enabling families to connect to all of the services and resources that can impact their health in a community, it makes it much more holistic and really serves a broad set of health needs, not just those that are strictly clinical or medical. And that's a big part of our aspiration as a company to enable that.
Now, I know with most apps, they're always being updated. So what's next for the Wildflower Family Health app?
It's a great question. So one of the things that we've realized is that there's this transition in your healthcare journeys between intense episodes of care, like having a baby, to day-to-day interactions, like taking care of your kids and monitoring their well-child visits. And as we look to ways to better engage consumers, we're looking at those next big episodes of care. So common surgeries, major adult health episodes, and being able to really support you during those intense episodes of care and connecting you to your doctor and hospital, while also, once that episode is over, helping you maintain your day-to-day health. So we'll be building out additional episodes of care throughout this year and beyond.
Leah, any last thoughts or what is your vision then moving forward for the Wildflower Family Health application?
Well, one of the guiding principles we have as a company is that healthcare really starts in the home. And most of the time, the healthcare decisions that you make are not made at the doctor's office. They're not made at the hospital. They're made in the home as a family. And we certainly hope as a company to really continue to empower that, not just with our technology, but with the suite of partners, both the clinical partners we have as well as the community partners. And we think that's a really powerful vision that can make a real change in the United States healthcare.
Well, Leah, thank you so much for your time today and talking with us about the Wildflower app. If you would like to get the app, just text HEALTH to 415-212-4328 to download the app. Once again, just text HEALTH to 415-212-4328. Leah, thank you again for your time. This is the Healing Podcast brought to you by Marin General Hospital. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Healing Podcast brought to you by Marin Health Medical Center, formerly Marin General Hospital. And for more information, go to mymarinhealth.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out our full podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.